North Korea has been in the news a lot lately. And everybody here, we all know that they tell lies to their people all the time. We know about the former leader, the Kim Jong-il. It was said that he picked up golf one day and he had 18 or 19 holes in one, or hole in ones, however you'd say it, on his first 36 holes. He was amazing.
Yep. Played golf once and then gave it up because he was so great.
He invented the hamburger, you know, all sorts of crazy stuff.
He was born on a mystical mountain.
Yeah.
For years and years and years, they've kept the information blocked.
Yeah,
their people.
They tell the people what they want to tell the people.
If you step out of line, you're dead. It's that simple.
Yep. Sometimes even if you don't, you're dead.
What keeps the United States from sticking their nose in their business? Because they're formidable in terms of population and power? Is that true, first of all?
Well, they certainly invest the capital they have heavily in the military.
They did all right in the Korean conflict in terms of trying to get what they wanted.
And further fighting someone who believes where the entire country is set up to hate you, and they've been, as you'll see, trained to think that we're evil monsters coming to kill their families would be a terrible, bloody, long conflict.
I think the rest of the world is on a collision course with North Korea. I really do.
I think so, too. They've become increasingly isolated, even from their own allies. Because for a long time, we had to leave them alone because their biggest allies were China and Russia.
Right. But the world has changed since then.
Even the Chinese and the Russians now are getting to the point where they're going, oh, man, I don't know, this is not great. You know, because China shares a border. So if North Korea goes crazy, it's right in their backyard, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, in this case, this is an example they've been teaching everyone for years that, you know, how do they oppress them so much and have them still be happy and think they have it good? Well, the answer is in propaganda films like this, because this is a film about what life is like in America. You can see this at freebeeronomics.com.
How Americans live today.
So it's interpreted, obviously.
Yeah.
Dramatic music.
Dramatic music.
This is how Americans live today. Drinking coffee made from snow and living in tents and buying guns to kill each other, especially children.
Okay, hold on.
Wow.
So we live in tents and make coffee out of snow and we buy guns to kill each other, especially children.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the lead on your propaganda film, what do you do to go beyond that? Because that's a pretty strong move.
Yeah, usually you kind of build up.
Yeah.
Some people complain about the guns.
What is that footage?
Living
of? What
on
am
the
I looking
streets
at?
Of modern day.
What is that?
They're just showing
various.
They're showing footage of like homeless people. Some
okay.
of it. Some of the footage was people waiting in line that could have been waiting at the Secretary of State's office.
Right. Yes.
Others were, you know, like disaster footage. Okay. All footage that's available. So they're using real footage, but changing the context.
Yeah.
America.
Okay.
These trees are full of snow.
Uh-huh.
You'll see that there are no birds. They've been eaten by the people who live in these tents and corridors.
It's winter. That's hilarious. There's snow covering the country, and there are no birds because everyone ate them.
By the people who ate them live in these hallways and tunnels.
They keep going back to that hallway shot, by the way.
Yeah, that's a popular shot in this.
Corridors. This man awaits heroin.
It was some guy sleeping in a waiting room or whatever.
I don't think that one was propaganda. I think that man did away.
He may have been awaiting heroin.
Or he may have been forced out of his home by a natural disaster and been unfortunately sleeping with his arm over the side of the cot.
They got all these shots from various clips of the Welcome to Detroit, Welcome to Camden, New Jersey video series.
Yeah.
The houses blow down very easily.
They're showing a house that is clearly the victim of a disaster of some sort.
Their house is blown down.
A tornado or.
Their construction is shoddy.
Yeah.
That's not a reason to hate us if we're not good at building stuff.
Their houses blow down easily.
Like the Three Little Pigs.
Come on. None of these things are oppressive. It just shows that we're not good at things. None of it's true. But all you're saying is we suck. And hate us because we suck? Mm-hmm.
Because we ate our birds.
Intense. Like these.
We live in tents.
What
disgusting language that is. Did you listen to that monster? Good God.
Man.
Zane hates every every language that's not English because
God,
he doesn't understand.
Awful. Yeah. Sounds really bad to me.
His tent with pride.
Definitely not one of the romance languages.
No, it, just no. Sounds, it sounds like she's barfing.
He points to his items, but the camera notices his roof has fallen down. This is common in modern-day America.
Yep, everybody has a collapsed roof.
The American Red Cross supplies curtains and walls from material from North Korea.
Okay, yeah. It's all nice!
That's a good turn.
Yeah, if it weren't for the North Koreans, we would have nothing because our government provides such shoddy housing.
In the disaster footage that they pulled, they were able to get one that, which included a blanket, a visible blanket that said American Red Cross on it. And so thus they formulated that line.
What's crazy is their people have no way of knowing that this isn't true. I mean, it's impossible.
They are looking at this video and saying, man, those people do not have it made because of that oppressive American government.
Yeah.
We will never let them invade us because that's the way they treat their people. Okay.
Again, there are no birds in the trees apart from these. Which will be eaten on Tuesday.
Wow, that is really specific.
So as they were showing that, I'm like, well, why? If they're saying there are no birds and trees, why did they choose this shot that shows birds and trees? Oh, those are Tuesday birds.
Okay.
They will be eaten on Tuesday.
They are yummy.
They are yummy.
Oh, if they're yummy, what's the problem?
You can also eat the snow, of which there is plenty in the United States.
Yeah, it's our number one bumper crop.
These people lie huddled together with their dead friends in blue body bags, drinking coffee cups full of local snow.
Drinking coffee cups of local snow?
Now these are
next to the dead bodies of their friends.
These do appear to be, well, at first glance, they appear to be homeless, though those cups are like, you know, Starbucks cups or whatever.
Yeah.
But they have blankets on, but they said the blankets are covering their dead bodies of their friends. So in their mind, people in America sit on park benches next to all the snow, which is everywhere apparently, and drink coffee made from snow because we use snow for everything.
Boy, a lot of the subject matter has been devoted to coffee and snow.
Yeah, and birds. They have three lies, and they're going to find a way to work them into everything.
They are very good friends. They are together in adversity.
It's very sweet.
Two guys sitting on a bench drinking coffee with, it just happened to have a tarps next to them, and they just implied that they're dead people underneath the tarps.
Yeah.
Because that's what
that's their lot in life. Now they have to sit on this bench forever.
Next to their
perpetuity. To watch the bodies of their dead friends.
In other parts of America, often disguised as foreign countries in Europe, people
that has to be some European shot. All the vehicles are go by look European.
Yeah, they're just using whatever footage they can.
Do you like how I pulled that car? Pull their
people
Howicks?
Live the same.
I don't know if you can back me up on that.
Parts of America, often disguised as foreign countries in Europe.
It's disguised as a foreign country in Europe. So they are showing a foreign country in Europe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is disguising America.
Yeah.
Because that's an impressive looking building, I guess.
I guess.
We realize you have to see this. Hopefully you're getting a sense of what the hell is going on here.
People live the same terrible life. This man, a former Republican candidate.
Okay.
It looks like Jeff Bridges as the dude.
There was a homeless man walking on the street, and they referred to him as a former Republican candidate, which might be true.
It might be, but that would suggest, the way it's said, would suggest like he's Mitt Romney now.
Right.
Candidate for Oregon is now having to get coffee made of snow from these trucks.
There it is.
Many Americans have to live like this daily and are entitled to one cup most days. The weather is freezing, but the hot snow tastes nice. That man's taking the blankets while they're looking.
The guy's eating. I mean, it's clearly a cup of soup.
Like at a soup kitchen.
But he's, according to this, eating a delicious warmed-up cup of snow. They are really... Boy, man, we really consume far too much snow in this country.
Yeah. On second thought, we can never, ever invade them, because then these hilarious moments would never take place.
They are very grateful to their government for these handouts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yummy. Yummy.